Shortly before President Bush left for Egypt, he met with his French counterpart, Jacques Chirac, in Avignon, France. Mr. Bush was in the French village to attend the G8 summit meeting of leaders from the world's biggest economies. Topping the agenda was discussion of how to stimulate the global economy. And as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Avignon, the meeting also offered leaders a chance to repair frayed relations over the Iraq war.
This is supposed to be an economic summit. This time around, it's been a diplomatic one as well. All eyes and snapping cameras were on President Bush and Jacques Chirac. The two leaders met privately for 30 minutes in what was widely seen as a rapprochement of sorts.
Listen, we must be frank. We went through a difficult period. I understand his position. He made it very clear to me in the very beginning. There was no question where Jacques Chirac stood. And I made it clear where I stood. And that's why I can say we've got good relations, because we're able to be very honest with each other.
It was all smiles and backslaps all round, though the president avoided meeting one-on-one with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. Mr. Bush repeatedly referred to the French leader as simply Jacques. Chirac seemed smitten at the prospect of receiving a formal invitation to the White House. The French president spoke about the historic ties between Paris and Washington and denied any lingering hard feelings between the two men.
Les relations franco-américaines sont bicentenaires.
Franco-American relations go back 200 years and will continue in a spirit of cooperation, Chirac said. And I certainly don't think President Bush believes Franco-American relations have been dealt a serious blow. What has been dealt a serious blow, however, is the economy, and it's hitting each of the world's seven largest economies hard. The countries represented at the meeting account for three-quarters of the world's wealth and three-quarters of global trade, and all are intertwined economically. It's probably why British Prime Minister Tony Blair was keen to return to his traditional role as the diplomatic bridge between Europe and the United States.
And there's a general recognition that unless we change and reform our economies quickly, we're not going to be able to survive with the same living standards in the modern world.
Leaders from the seven biggest economies, plus Russia, all pledged a new determination to cooperate on protecting those living standards. In light of the weakening dollar, leaders agreed that currency stability is the key to economic recovery. Jacques Chirac echoed the comments of many leaders here when he sounded an optimistic note.
C'est une confiance ou une conviction dans la capacité de nos économies aujourd'hui.
Chirac told reporters that the leaders represented at the talks believe their economies are now in a position to return to growth. Critics of the talks, though, say the G8 must move beyond dealing with questions that only affect the world's richest countries. Jamie Drummond is the director of DATA, an advocacy group that supports third world debt relief and funding to combat AIDS.
When you add up the votes of the G7 on the boards of the IMF and the World Bank, they pretty much control those two financial institutions. And therefore, the G7 control the world's economy, the world's finances. And we have to hold them accountable for their control of the IMF and the World Bank, and their control, therefore, over the world's poorest countries.
Several of those poorer countries were represented at the talks. Leaders from African countries, as well as Brazil, Mexico, and India, were on hand to offer input. European leaders pledged to match President Bush's $15 billion package to help fight AIDS in Africa. For his part, the president left Europe feeling emboldened. He got what he was looking for. For one, the G8 leaders issued a joint communique promising to fight terrorism. They also called on North Korea and Iran to curb their nuclear weapons programs. But most importantly, Mr. Bush left feeling satisfied that most transatlantic ties have been repaired. My expectations have been met here, the president said. A united Europe working with America can do a lot of good. Guy Raz, NPR News, Avignon.